Mother's Day, so we're going to talk a little bit about mothers. I have to say I wasn't really that close to my mother. I hate to say that, but as I reflect, there are things that I always wanted to be a different kind of mother with my children. She had four girls, you know, they didn't have money, and I know it was hard for her, and I don't want to speak ill of her. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, we can only do what we can, so I miss her on Mother's Day, though. Okay, Proverbs 31:25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come.
Mom.
Proverbs 31:28-29. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. That's one thing that men need to do. They need to encourage their wives. They need to encourage the mothers of their children. You know, that's what we're here for. You got my back, I got your back. Encourage. And if the men don't do it first, you do it to the men. And I know there's so many times that I would do things to David hoping he would do them in return. Well, that wasn't him. But I kept doing them anyway because that was me. You know, so we got to just do things even though if we don't get them in return. It's difficult at times because, boy, you can blow your gasket in no time at all. Okay. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. You know, this day and age, it's really hard to find kids that really honor their parents. And that's so sad. It's just a generation that doesn't really have a lot of respect. I think we've taken this super nanny thing so far sometimes about go to your sitting chair or whatever. I mean, we got our butts whooped. And I turned out okay most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. Okay, John 16:21 says, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more than anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. In other words, when you're having a baby, it's going to hurt, okay? I know with Greg, I was knocked out with the epidural, and I mean, I didn't feel nothing. So I decided, well, you know, that's just not good. On the second one, I'm just going to have it natural. I think that's what I need to do. So I went to all the Lamaze classes, did everything, thought, oh, this is going to be a breeze. I got in there, and I went nuts. It hurt so bad. And I kept going, I can't do it. That nurse shook my shoulders. Yes, you can. I can't do your hee-hees. I went, I hate the hee-hees. It was awful. The boy weighed 10 pounds, 3 ounces. That's why it hurt. Oh, my gosh. And he's the sweetest one. I tell you, he's so sweet. Long Kimmy. He's so sweet. But, man, he was big. I remember when my husband at the time, such a lovely person, brought Greg up there to look. Because Josh was the biggest one in the whole nursery. And he looked in there, and he looked at all the babies, and he looked at me and went, Mama, do we have to take all of them home? Oh, no, just that big one right there. People were going, look at the size of that kid. I'm a proud mom. Man, the lady that showed me Lamaze came in, how'd you like it? I went, oh, I did not like it. And those keys don't work.
So how was it with Kimmy? I'm just curious. Talking about the boy.
Yeah, she was small. We didn't know it, but she was premature. And they put me in labor like at 6 that morning. And she would not come. Stubborn. Oh my gosh. We had 55 people up in the waiting room. And they brought lunch and everything, eating and waiting because our church was so close. They kept going, oh my gosh, is she going to get here? It kept on and on, and a nurse came on at 11, and she said, did they empty your bladder, Miss Whitmore? I went, no. And so they emptied my bladder, and she popped right out, just quick. And she was born at 11:58 at night, and I kept getting confused. Is she born on the 9th or the 10th? I can't remember. But, yeah, she was so sweet. We had Heather and Kimberly picked out, and as soon as I saw her being born, I went, there's little Kimmy, and then that just sat with us. So David was a proud papa. By that time, he was exhausted, wanted to go home and get something to eat. Don't you dare go eat. Okay, one more. Psalms 139:13-14 says, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Okay, we just got a couple more. Bear. The bears, just bear with me, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Come on, Mom. Come on. Here we go. My hands are so dry. Lindsay gave me lotion for diabetes, but I didn't put it on. Dumb. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity or love. That's the best thing. And that's what God is so hung up on, is love. We've got to love one another. Love your family. Love people that are hard to get along with. Mm-hmm. Which we've got plenty of those. Okay, let's see here now. Come on now. You know what, we're going to pass over that one. Last one is Ephesians. Carmen Electric, there it is. How to memorize stuff, know where the Bible verses are. Okay, 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So when you honor your mother and daddy, it comes into account for you that you'll be here longer on earth. We need to honor our parents. I wish I had my parents here today. I do. I wish David was here today. I wish a lot of things. But you know, people go, well, they're in a better place, but it still sucks. It hurts, you know. But anyway, we need to honor our mother and our fathers. And that's why I don't want to say bad things about my mom, because I still need to honor her no matter if she's gone or not. But today is a special day. You know that Mary was a very special mother. You know, she was engaged to be married, and then the Holy Spirit comes down on her and impregnates her. I mean, can you imagine what that girl felt? I would be so confused, but you know, she had faith. That's all she had was faith. Got through it all. Was a beautiful mother to Jesus. I told Pastor this joke already. It's not really a joke. It really happened. David's sister Donna worked many, many, many years at Denton State School. She has her master's now in psychology. I mean, she's just intelligent as ever, just like Linda and Larry, and most of you. I don't include myself that, but she kept having this guy call her and going, this is Satan, this is Satan. And she knew his name. She knew, because it's crazy. And she went, do not call me and tell me that anymore. I'm tired of hearing it. Don't do it. Well, he called her like 20 to 30 times that day. So she went out to lunch. She comes back, and she has a message on her little message pad that her secretary put up with. Donna, please call Jesus back. And she thought, oh, my gosh, Natalie's switching to Jesus. She picked up the phone and just ready to pounce on him. She went, I am so tired. I like it better that you're Jesus now, but I'm so sick of you being Satan and acting like this. He went, whoa, no, ma'am, this is Jesus. So she felt so bad. She said, oh, I feel so bad. You didn't know. But I think of that all the time. I just laugh every time. And remember, that was so funny. But he was a maintenance guy, Jesus, instead of Jesus. So anyway, it's always nice to get a giggle or whatever. I'm just so excited to be here today. Hopefully things will get better and better. We have to keep the faith up, use common sense, use your mask, wash your hands, everything we should be doing anyway. So I got a big kick out the other day, though, because they kept saying on TV, go check your elderly neighbors. I'm going,
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, Norma, she's across the street.
Whoa, I'm elderly. No, I never even looked at it that way. I'm 66. People should be checking on me. My kids have been checking on me, though. Kimmy, make sure everything's okay. All right, well, let's go to the Lord, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are love and that you love us, even when we feel like we could not possibly be loved by you by the things we do. You're always there and you never give up on us. Father God, I pray for the faith of Peter when he absolutely walked out on the water. And only when he looked down and saw his surroundings did he fail. But Father, there for a few moments he had the faith to walk on water. I pray that we have that faith. Father, I pray for the courage of the heart of David. He had so much courage, it didn't matter what that giant looked like. He was going to do it, and he did it. Thank you so much. And Father, so many things go bad in our lives, and I know Job went through so many things, but Father, I pray that if things are taken away out of our lives, that you would replenish them with your love, your peace, your wisdom, just an extra ounce of love and kindness today, Father. May we extend our love to one another. We thank you for this gathering today, and I just speak blessings of happiness on each and every one. Financial stability. I pray just for joy. Just have a heart full of joy. We thank you, and we're looking forward to next week already. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen.